You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lauren.
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Amaya.
And this is...
It's Whatever.
It's Whatever.
Word.
Goodness.
I mean, do we still want to do individual introductions? I guess we're all sophomores. I'm an econ, gov law major.
International affairs and religion and politics.
Psych and religious studies.
Word. Okay, so we have a few things to talk about today. But let's hit up some music first, shall we?
Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems.
Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Yeah. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe. Vibe switch like night and day. I can see it like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place.
Whole time they wanna take my place.
Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes?
Hello, hello, hello.
We're back.
Yep.
Okay, so how's our week been? What's been going on, y'all?
What did we do after last Tuesday? Do we remember?
So little, but so much.
I have to look through my Snapchat memories.
That's so horrible. The way all of our memories are just actually so
I'm
bad.
I'm not kidding.
Okay, what did we do? Obviously, me and Amaya had rugby.
Shout out rugby.
That's going to happen every single time.
Our game got canceled, though. That was really sad.
That was very sad. And we just got student involvement. Please get on your game.
Yeah, pay our insurance because I need to get out there.
I'm trying to play.
We had to go to the game and watch them, though. Let me tell you, rugby people, scary.
No joke.
Like, I felt scared watching. Like,
the amount of girls that got hurt.
It was aggressive. It was really aggressive.
And our coach was sitting there saying, there's a difference between being hurt and injured. If you're hurt, you better get up and walk it off. But if you're injured, like, then you're okay. Like, there's girls who apparently have dislocated their jaws.
And she kept it pushing.
They pop it back in place and keep playing. Like, you got me messed up.
I hope you don't think I'm going to be doing that. Because if I break my jaw, I'm walking my way right out. Like, I will not be going back on.
No, I refuse. Some of those girls, they just have the look to them where, like, if they're coming at me, I'm going to sit down. Like, I'm not.
I'm going to step to the side, actually, because I know they're going to step on you if you sit down.
You got it. I'm not dealing with it.
No.
What did we do on Friday? Does anyone remember?
That's a good question.
What did we do
the
on Friday?
The Dear Lafayette House.
Oh, that was kind of.
I'm going to say that was a disappointment.
It was a disappointment.
Shout out to everyone
at the time
that's
we were
listening,
there.
By the way. Shout out to our friends. Shout out to Leah. Anyways.
No, I feel like, because we saw that afterwards, like after a while, like people were having fun. But the time that we were there.
No, I heard it was a bust all the way through.
Oh, really? Oh, word.
The snaps could have fooled me. The way that people record it, they make it look lit, though.
You should see a video I have of Portlock that makes
it
look
God.
Jumping.
Literally,
but it was anyway.
So that Saturday, like, she has the best video, and it literally looks like we're having the time of our lives. Mm-hmm. I asked Leron.
She said, when did this happen?
I asked Leron, I said, did your friends have a good time? I'm over here thinking, like, they hated it.
Were they at Portlock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, I did not be
there. We ran out and got them.
I remember nothing
and brought
from
them
Portlock,
in.
To be
oh,
honest.
You don't?
I remember, like, little snippets.
Oh, you were having
okay,
fun.
So I
don't
worry. Remember it either. I thought I was the only one.
No,
I remember distinct parts, but not the cohesive thing.
Yeah,
apparently I missed a lot.
More people were wall sitting. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a vibe.
It wasn't as fun as the first time. I'm not gonna hold you. Then again, football was busy being upset, so a lot of them weren't
there. Also, apparently, a lot more white people that I did not physically see.
I didn't see.
I don't remember.
Apparently, there was a group of 8 white girls.
And I didn't see any of them.
And one of them said the N-word. So now...
Putting her on blast.
No. Yes. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Put her on blast.
Now the white restriction on Portlock.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of crazy.
Get your friends.
Get your friends.
Really?
It's not ours.
No. Speaking of this weekend, we're only talking about really the parties. We could talk about the football game just for a quick little second. Because God. I was really trying to give my energy.
We lost our voices. We were up
there.
Do you
hear me?
Dancing, screaming for our friends. We really thought we had it in the bag. But wow, wow, wow.
1 point.
Wow,
one.
Wow.
That's just one so point.
The disappointment on their faces really hurt me, though. I'm not gonna lie. When the other team got that touchdown, the way everyone immediately put their hands right on their head, we're like, oh,
I sat myself down.
I didn't sit
down because when we got ours, it was all good. Yeah. We was talking about some defense.
Where was the defense?
Who was the guy? It was like number 33 or something. Just plowed through.
Number three.
Like seven people took to take him down.
Goodness.
Shout out to him.
Either he needs
You're going
to,
somewhere.
Yeah. Yo. Good job for them.
It made no sense. I swear, guys. He was carrying like five guys on his back.
They couldn't get
Y'all
him
can't
down.
Take this.
This was embarrassing.
This man to the ground. Like,
straight
like,
embarrassing.
What? No, either we need to hit the gym or he's superhuman because...
But it was a nice effort, though. We're not crapping on football.
We loved it.
It was a good game.
Yeah. And then our Sunday, you know, good old...
Recovery.
Monday, what happened yesterday? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. All right.
Started watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first time. Yeah.
Now she's hooked.
Yes, guys. That show is so good.
It's so good.
Why y'all ain't tell me this? Anyway, never mind. Because every single person did.
No. So can we take a second for Squid Games, though?
Oh,
I just started that yesterday. It's, wow.
Fire.
It's fire.
I low-key hate that I like it. Like, the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, come on, stop. Like, why? But I can't look away.
It's so frustrating.
So frustrating.
While you're watching, it's very aggravating, but you cannot stop watching.
Squid Games. Amazing.
I texted my family group chat today to watch it.
My mom binged it. She's almost done.
That's what I'm saying.
I said, you need to watch it. She was like, oh, Natalie, no. And I was like, okay. Natalie, I started watching it. I was like, ha ha.
No, you know it's a good show when you try to put your family on.
Exactly.
You also know it's a good show if you go on Instagram and there's about like five posts about it every time you go on your timeline trying to spoil something, trying to like make relevance. I see it all the time.
Oh, you're a little late.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like a week late though. Like you all watched it last week.
That's true. We're acting like it's been a hot minute.
We're about to listen to some more music. We'll be right back.
Trust. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone. Yeah, I don't wanna put no pressure on ya. I just wanna put a blessing on ya. Since our last undressing session, I'm not really sure if you've been checking. I'm progressing. I just heard my songs is popping out in Macedonia and even Serbia. I don't mean to burden ya. If you got a man since then, I understand. Last thing I wanna do is get you jammed. Especially if he's the fan. He probably never wanna hear my shit again. And I need every single sound scan. But if you single and you down, then I'm in your town feeding for another round. I was counting down a day. Been more patient than a Browns fan. Where that chip at? Probably on your shoulder, cause I forgot to hit back. Left you on red. Apologies are said, but often never meant. Well, fuck that, I repent. For message never sent now.
Hello, stranger. It's been a minute since we last kicked it. And by the way, just got in town. And I won't let cumulus crowd. All in the sky, ruin my vibe. Usually I don't do this often, but since recruiting isn't an option due to unusual training,
thunder. Baby, I wonder. Baby, I wonder. Would you just put your sweats on? Put your sweats on for me. Yeah, yeah. Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't hesitate, no, don't you. Just say you will come through and chill. Just say you will come through and chill.
I wanna f- all night, say it. I wanna f- all night. I wanna f- all night, say it. I wanna f- all night.
Hello, stranger, babe's been waiting. And just as I recall, that ass is still amazing. I'm playing, baby. I'm saying, baby, you love it, shit. You know I'm crazy. So go ahead and pour a drink up. I'm so glad we got to link up. Yeah, get to taking that off of me. Yeah, yeah. Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't make me wait, no, don't you. No. Just say you will come through and chill. Just say you will.
That's a good sign. Yeah.
Come through and chill.
Hey, Gooch, can I tell her some real shit?
Chill.
Yeah. In case my lack of reply had you catching them feelings. Know you've been on my mind like Kaepernick kneeling, or police killings, or Trump saying slick shit, manipulating poor white folks because they ignorant, blind to the struggles of the ones that got the pigment. Lately I've been stressing because it seems so malignant. I need to feel your essence in my presence if you're with it. I guarantee you won't regret you
just
did it.
Just say you will come through and chill. Just say you will.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back.
Yep.
Okay. Once again.
Yeah. We're back.
Me again.
We want to talk about, so this month is LGBTQ plus History Month. Yes. And so each day honors someone that has made historic efforts with the LGBTQ plus community. So our topic for right about now is the spectrum of sexuality.
Word. And if it is a spectrum, and if you believe it is a spectrum.
It is.
Which I, how's she going?
Exactly.
Anyway, I tried to say those exact words earlier, and she was like, is it though?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I thought you were disagreeing with me.
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I was just getting in your head.
You suck.
Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, we're just. Things are not black and white, we all know that, and we're talking about whether or not, like, the spectrum of sexuality, does it include asexuality? Does it? Because if it's a spectrum and they're, like, not on it.
I don't know how that works. I'm not going to lie to you.
I have no idea how that works. We're not saying we're experts, but questions to ponder.
I mean, I'm definitely on that spectrum. It's very, very clearly a spectrum.
Yeah, there's
you
no...
Have a, yeah. In most cases, you have a preference. So it's like you lean more one way than the other.
And some people are more comfortable with certain things than others, and I think that makes it more certain direction on the spectrum.
So Kinsey's report, like, talked about how a lot of people would categorize things as, like, heterosexual and homosexual, like, relationships. Like, do you guys agree that, like, if you have one experience that's of someone of the same sex, that puts you all the way on the homosexual
side? Oh.
No. Because just because you did one thing with one individual doesn't push you further on that side.
Yeah,
watches it, and also doesn't mean, like, it could be like, oh, you just pan or something, like you like tried to do that one specific person, doesn't mean like all you
that that's
mean?
Your preference.
Yeah,
you gotta take an average. And the, so average is where you are on the scale
equation. Yeah.
Not even.
I'm just wondering when they take like data about the like the amount of people that they would say the amount of people that are homosexual, mm-hmm. gay, or lesbian.
I wasn't. There's asked. Also
like,
the
what would it? Would they ask? I don't know.
There is data about like, the asked. Percentage of.
Why wasn't I asked? Send me a link. Like, why wasn't I included?
There is a percentage of people that are homosexual in the U.S. And Natalie got this for us, but it says 23.6% are gay or lesbian according to the 2019 Gallup study.
But that's so restrictive.
Also, one idea I had about that, or just one thought, was what about people who don't know yet? Or, like, people that don't acknowledge it? Like, these are, they could be asked this question and quite literally just been like, no. Like, I feel like in a lot of cases that percentage is
not like representative.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of lingering variables.
I also have the philosophy that people who are homophobic, even not in like an aggressive homophobic sense, but I feel like those are in some ways closeted people.
100% aggressively.
There is some people no I know that are you to be so
that scared. Like, yeah. Are you scared a man is going to come up
that
to you?
Often
because and you're
you
just
think
gonna,
about
really,
it
and constantly.
Like, how often do you think about
what
being homosexual or like about homosexual people in your daily life? Like homophobic people all the time.
All
that
the
means
time.
You're having
those
thoughts.
Having all the time.
Like, you're thinking about that. I
like, what
don't think about that.
Like, if you're kissed me right now,
yeah,
they're like, oh my god.
Yeah, God forbid. Like,
it's really the people who are like, oh, like pause, like that was gay.
The amount of times
oh,
people
yeah.
say pause.
I'm not gonna lie. I say pause.
Just like
as
like
I think
eating,
it's funny.
Like, yeah,
we say pause like but, not to each other as someone like as the same sex. We say pause to someone
to the guys
of the opposite yeah. sex, which actually like defies the purpose of it, right?
Or like yeah, even in like a non-homophobic way, I might say pause. Like my coach today said, like, oh, she's a biter, talking about like her kid like eating something, and I was like pause. Like, I'm not saying it's homophobic. I just meant like,
no,
all right, calm down.
It's really funny. Though the people who are just like I don't know
they're
something about me
ones.
Just
are you
that,
so
like,
scared about
the main
it
ones
like
that
you're
try to
scared about it
and imagine
that's
being
really,
scared of being
that's
like,
what really gets me
gay
that's so funny
imagine being scared of a preference
if really. They come up to me I'm gonna have to rock them
maybe you're giving off
just
that vibe
why?
Sorry
say no no
kindly hey, I'm gonna have to pass
I'm good but thanks
like, I will punch you
it's never been that sick because what if a guy came up to us and we just decked him in the face like that
would be you know what the world would actually be a lot better if we just started punching guys
what if gay people were that scared of straight people like that'd be so funny
well imagine like a world where you have to like root out who's straight
like imagine coming out to your parents that you're straight I'm sorry guys
I like so I love that world. Love it.
Yeah, no.
What's wrong?
I thought it was
why
on.
Just have
sorry, that? I got zoned out for a second.
You're cool.
So we could either have a music break or switch to our next topic.
I said we keep talking.
We had a lot of music breaks. Okie dokie zoxies. We're going to talk about hookup culture.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And what it means to be
say the word
a floozy.
For those of you who don't know what that means, it means being a promiscuous,
sexually promiscuous woman.
All right. Well, that's
no,
the words we're trying
on,
not
say
to
it.
Not
say it.
It's a hoe.
Oh, all right. So am I
moving
saying
on.
The word?
Put it out there.
We're gonna say floozy.
We're gonna say floozy. Word.
Because recently, that has been the conversation.
Word.
It's all about floozies. All the time.
Floozy this, floozy that. It's everywhere.
Just who's a floozy and who's down for the floozy cause? And
the floozy cause.
And honestly.
I cannot believe she just said that.
And
out
honestly,
loud.
It's quite confusing. Because if a woman wants to be a floozy,
it's an issue.
It's an issue. And then the male floozies always want a woman floozy, but they really don't.
But
they really
don't.
Because then they get insecure as
exactly.
Look at me.
Don't say that cursing. You're down with the floozy cause if you're not
the
gonna be.
Cause.
Also, at the same time,
what's just happening?
at the same time, if you're gonna be a floozy, I don't like this word, but if you're gonna be,
it's getting hot.
If you're gonna be one, own it. Don't try to like act like you're not, because that's what gets me upset. Like, really? I'm 1,000% down for the cause. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
Be one.
Like, you don't have to flaunt it, but like, just own it.
But don't try to walk around like you're not one, because we know you are.
Really. And mm-hmm. also, don't pretend like you're a floozy and you're and not. Bro,
that one,
recognize that
worse.
You're not a floozy.
LaRon is standing especially, up. She felt that one on the next sitting, level. Just this one for the people can't like, see.
Don't be a, I'm sorry. And this goes for male floozies. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Are you sorry?
No, no. I'm not. You guys are not floozies. Some of y'all are not at all.
Some of y'all want to be. But you just
so no, bad. But it's, and it's under the impression that you are one.
It's
who
the,
lied to you?
It's the idea that like you try to come off as one, like, oh, look at me, like I'm getting around all this and that. But the second someone pops up, like, that's not the energy that you're providing. Don't do that. Keep it consistent. That's all I have to say.
Consistency is key.
Exactly. Consistency is really key.
But they
key.
Don't. They don't believe it.
They don't get it.
They don't get it.
Yeah, they don't get it. At least with girls, like, we don't, I mean, you know, there might be some, but majority don't try to advertise that they are one, especially if they're not.
I feel like
that's...
Yeah, there's a certain mentality for the girl to be like, I'm a floozy, and, or I want to be a floozy, or...
But, like, to be fair,
I am in the
floozies
mindset.
Get so much hate. As females, like, so
they
much hate.
They get so much hate.
And from his but, own females too, like, it's not even just males. Like, males like will be like, oh, like, oh, forget her.
But the best thing
about
being a floozy with a good group of friends is that you can be a floozy and you don't really have to care about like what everyone else says about you.
That's true. It's true.
Word.
I don't know about you, male floozies, because.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. We're gonna have guests at some point, and I need the male perspective on
we
something.
We need a male.
I'm not gonna lie. A male floozy. I feel like that's a violation if we like reach out to someone and say, can you
like,
be a guest?
You are a male floozy.
Because you
please
are a male
up.
Floozy. Like, that's
no,
so
let's
yeah.
do it though.
Like, so I'm here. Please do.
Come forward.
Volunteer.
Yeah. We will give it next time.
We'll give it next time.
We do.
We don't know how to take
y'all.
Calls right now. But like, we'll get there.
We'll work on it together and then we can have male floozies call in.
If you are confused once again about what a floozy is,
a floozy is a.
It's a hoe.
It's a hoe. Yeah, someone was confused and just texted me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's WHORE.
Yeah.
So, in case you were confused.
Whoa. But we love them.
We love them. There's
I
no
like
problem
floozies,
with them.
But I just
I like
need people
too.
To be upfront about it. Because I can mess around
saying.
With the floozy.
Hold
like,
up,
I'm
no,
okay with
because,
that.
Because, hold up. Because the upfront floozies.
They usually aren't actually a floozy, though.
But
that's
they,
what, anyway.
But from the girl side, bro. If upfront yep. girl floozy explains their intentions,
they still don't believe him.
The male floozy becomes insecure as hell.
As hell.
I watch a profanity. This is supposed
is
to be
that, as heck. Oh, sorry, as heck.
As heck.
Sorry, I got charged right there. Oh my God. Okay. Next for the hookup conversation is drunk hookups versus sober hookups.
What about
what
them?
Are Wait, the I implications?
We need to preface this. This isn't like, we're not going to be like problematic. I know like we might have our own opinions. We're not trying to be like woke about it though. Like,
yeah,
you know
no,
what I mean? Like,
we just talking.
If we say like
we're
drunk hookups are okay, like don't cancel. Like, no canceling on that one. Like,
how would we be canceled for drunk hookups?
Not drunk hookups, but I mean like, obviously.
Yeah, are you talking about like
say,
taking
like,
advantage
drunk
situations?
Consent. Yeah, like drunk
oh,
consent
no,
is not okay and stuff like
consent.
That. But like, yeah.
That's okay, this is but, not the conversation that we're having.
No, that's my preface. That's what I'm saying. We're not talking about consent and stuff. All
right. Hendy Hayes, what are the implications if you would rather, that's what I was talking about, if you would rather hook up, so you've been talking to somebody for a while, or not even a while, but you would rather hook up with someone drunk than be with them sober. Because I have this all the time.
Mm-hmm. Continue. You have this all the time.
Where it's like the preference is to hook up with them when I'm inebriated.
So what was that again? The way we're not trying when to say this on the air.
I'm inebriated. When I am not in my
when you're
Natalie
flamboozled.
Yeah, flamboozled. When I'm flamboozled versus
what
when
a
I'm
word.
Fully happy and
sometimes
week.
It's just preferred. Like I definitely prefer that. I'm not gonna lie.
But
sometimes
why?
This might be me going.
I got stressed though.
Mm.
I have so much anxiety. I'm not trying to think about it. Like,
word.
In that moment, like, I just need to feel it.
Being flamboozled allows me to sink into it more.
And I feel like I'm more genuine sometimes. Like, I'll say what I don't. I normally hold back so much stuff I want to say. I don't care. I'm going for it.
Word. At the same time, though, like, I'm not going to knock the whole being alert and
knowing what the fuck is going on. Like, yeah, it's definitely good, but I don't know.
That's easier when, for me, that's easier when you really know the person.
Yeah. Because you kind of have to at that point. Because the awkwardness, you actually feel the awkwardness when you're sober.
Yeah, it's
like when you're drunk, it might be awkward, but y'all like don't really peep it, to be honest. You might just keep it pushing or like fill it with some other stuff. But
much easier to sink into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly, actually, I don't know which one I could tell you I prefer. I really don't.
I prefer
flamboozledness.
Flamboozledness. Just because flamboozled Natalie is a vibe. She is. I'm not gonna lie. And I really love her. So whenever she can come out and have her fun, you know.
I feel like I'll let her thrive. I was gonna say I spit game better when I'm flamboozled, but I honestly might not.
In the moment, it feels fire. Like, I remember thinking back, like, yo, that shit was smooth. But then I look back at it, I'm like oh, God. Like, how did they not just, like, start laughing in my face when that happened? Like, yeah, that's rough.
No, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm really just talking to my friends, I make, like, entire scenarios. Like, you're going to say this.
Constant.
And they're going to say that.
That's
and
all I do.
You're going to say this, and they're going to say that. When and it works out perfectly in my head. It just never works
out. Never.
Just never works out.
Okay, what about like same gendered flamboozled hookups? And like, what does that mean? Like, is that real? Like, to you personally?
Going back
like,
to there's the
idea of like, oh, drunk actions or sober thoughts. Not always.
I don't.
But sometimes it is.
Don't entirely believe that.
I don't believe it all the time. But I think sometimes I was too scared to do it.
Sometimes there's definitely things. Like, okay, let's say like a white person just starts saying the N-word. Like, I'd be like, oh, they're racist. And they'd be like, oh, it's because they're drunk or they're high. No, they're racist.
No, yeah. That was just what you were trying to say the whole time.
What's something that I'd say isn't like a drunk? Because it happens to me all the time.
If I am like mad at someone and then like I keep it in, like I don't like confrontation. But when I'm drunk, I love it. Give me the arguments. Give me all of it. I'll say it. So that's when those are the cases. Sober thoughts. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
That's facts.
If someone says something that pissed me off, I'll ruin your life.
Ooh.
Like at the time. Like if you say it to me when I'm flamboozled at the time, like I will later like pop off.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's facts. You did that this weekend.
I definitely did.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great moment. Really I actually hated it. And ran out.
I don't think I watched
as soon as it happened.
Needed to be said.
Mm. Word, you got it.
Yeah.
Word. Nah, I
do not take disrespect.
I was so beyond
in this household.
Uncomfortable afterwards. I ran outside. Like, I grabbed her by the arm and I said, "Let's go. We're leaving." And
I've trapped Natalie in those things before. You remember that one time?
Which
time? In Milo's. I said, nah, she can stay for this.
Oh, she did? Oh, my gosh, this girl.
I remember that. Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
Me in the worst thing.
It just felt right.
I was crawling inside my own skin.
She actually tried to pull away a few times.
Yeah, I did.
She's like, no, stay here. Going back to the flamboozled hookups with someone of the same gender, where do you think that puts someone on the spectrum that we were talking about?
Sometimes I feel like it depends on the person and to the extent that you go. Because there are definitely people... And I know this and not even like crapping on it. It's where like when they get drunk, they're like, oh my God, like I just want to kiss someone. And they'll like kiss a friend or kiss whatever. Or like even just kiss like to look like sexy or whatever, kiss another girl or something like that. And that could be like to that degree. I don't know how far they really are on the spectrum. But some people, they just, I don't know. I feel like if they go all the way, then that definitely means a little something there.
It's a little something right there.
Come on now.
Yeah, definitely depends on circumstances and like. I feel like communication is very key for this one.
Word.
But if you're never going to see them again, that's all personally up to you. And like whether or not you want it to mean something or not.
That's true. You know what I mean?
But if you know the person, you maybe need to talk about it.
Well, yeah, that sounds a little
and be like, oh, it was just his friends. Or it's like, oh, yeah, I was feeling you. A teeny weeny wincy bit.
I know. Well, I've...
Not to out myself here or anything. I'm bi, y'all. But
not to out myself, but
no, because there was no way of telling my story without like
very Spanish. Very true.
Nah, but I've definitely had that situation where I was like, so what was this? You don't usually end up talking about it though, because
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Okay. I didn't,
but it was like, you love me, let's stop.
Oh
yeah. And you know who I'm talking about, too.
Oh, word. Okay.
Where it was like, oh, no, I did this one. Hi, y'all. I'm queer. Anyways.
Continuing.
Put that out there.
But, like, I like, me and my friend, like, kissed. And then, like, when we were both flamboozled. And, like, I was fine with it. And I went on about my life. And then I realized that it confused her feelings. And I was like, oh. Time to have a convo.
Oh, I didn't feel like that though, so I guess that's why I didn't have that conversation.
No, I forgot that this girl.
The feelings
loved
weren't
me.
Confused. Would you have talked about it?
Yeah.
Oh, you would have.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't think she felt that way,
you would have like
yeah,
cleared
like, oh,
stuff up.
We kissed.
Oh,
that
word.
Happened.
Oh, well, that's not like talking.
That's a conversation.
It. That's a sentence.
I'd be like, say, oh,
she said, that's a sentence.
What are you supposed to say? Oh, we kissed this one time, and let's talk about how we both feel.
Well, that's a conversation.
That's a conversation.
But the conversation that was had, I said, oh, you seem confused.
Yeah, but like if
that's
she wasn't confused,
we
you wouldn't have had a conversation, though.
Oh, I guess not.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
You
how
just,
do you
like,
know?
Keep it pushing.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you know without seeing their vibe?
Well, I mean, you can still see the vibe, but the automatic response, if like
is
neither like
avoid
automatic response. Is
no
just
cap. We didn't talk about it ever. Definitely saw each other after that shit, but did not talk about it ever.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Music.
Drop the roof and let the smoke clear. Drop the roof and let the smoke clear. I got diamonds doing tussy slides in both ears. Dice rolling on the Las Vegas strip tonight. Slip that on and we might miss the fight. Fuck a knot, I keep the guala in my shorty bag. You know she one of mine when she tattooed that ass. I'm a lover boy, she love the toys. Keep it coming, you a rider. Just that roll myself a J and count my figure shit. Just that stepping out, I feel like I'm that nigga shit. I drop 30 on this room, we ain't gon' sleep for shit. If I catch you nodding off, then it's gon' be some shit. Well, you can do what you wanna, live how you wanna, spin what you wanna, be who you wanna be. Well, I'm stunner till I D.I.E. What you wanna live, how you wanna spin, what you wanna be, who you wanna be. Yeah, I'm stunner till I D.I.E. Fuck it, I just run it up before I go. Would you tell the world my secrets if I let you close? In my head, I'm action. These days, no kumaye. Niggas be blasting. Living in the midst of this shit might drive you mad. Feeling pretty mixed up, but this life shit ain't all bad. Bloody blood and murder, there ain't no circumstances.
Shit crazy.
It's fun. Just do what you wanna, dip how you wanna, spin what you wanna, be who you wanna be. And I'm stunner till I D.I.D. You can do what you wanna, dip how you wanna, spin what you wanna, be who you wanna be. I'm stunner till I D.I.D.
We're back.
All right, we're back.
Sorry if you guys heard some weird glitchy stuff going on. I don't know what that was.
Where again am I?
All right, so we're going to keep talking about the hookup culture. But so I went to a boarding school in high school, and people would always complain about how hookup culture like was messing with, like, no one would ever get cuffed or anything like that because everyone was just like too busy hooking up with people. But like in college, it's low-key the same thing. But, like, do you feel like it's a problem now that no one's cuffing? Or do you kind of like the hookup culture?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Right, right.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, low-key, same.
Is what I'm going to say. I'm not mad at it. Okay, I don't know if anybody heard your question. Say it again.
No, she's talking, but...
Go ahead.
Yeah, music was playing. All right, well, the overall question was, hookup culture kind of keeps people from cuffing because, like, why would you cuff if you could just keep on, like, sneaky linking and stuff? Do you guys, are you mad at the hookup culture, or are you kind of chill with it, like, existing in college?
No, I'm not mad at the hookup culture.
I'm definitely not mad
that
at
it's
it.
That small.
Yeah, our
but
school
that,
is
that
so
has
small.
Nothing to do with, like, it's just...
Yeah,
that's the
because
population.
College, they say college time, you're supposed to like experiment, like don't like get cuffed or whatever, like whatever, because like it's not the time to. But like, I don't know, I'm kind of chilling with it, but sometimes it's like, dang, you know what I mean?
I'm cooling with it in my current state, but mm-hmm. I feel like there definitely could be a time where I'm like, this crap is annoying.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it just.
Especially when the school's small, because everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, I don't want to say I don't like the culture, because like
in a big school, that shit, yeah, that don't got me tough.
If it like, if everyone didn't know my business the next day, I would be chilling.
Do soap.
Or if like people you've talked to, exactly they're friends with all the other people. Like your options are all connected to each other in a way.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Like, you know someone who hooked up with them, or you know, like, their friend hooked up with this person.
And their friend is, oh my gosh. It's just too interconnected, and it's hurtful. No.
I don't like that at all.
But I understand the hype between, like, I participate. It is fine. But
Word.
Yeah. If just there were, like, 1,000 more kids, my God.
I would change the game. Completely.
No, it really would, because even you if do you change, one thing,
like, the group, right? If you change the group and you go to a different group of people, they still connect somehow. There's like someone no who played on the team with
this,
or
someone who went to high school with this. Like, everybody knows everyone.
There's study buddies. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just,
we've also talked about how if you meet someone one time, you just immediately start seeing them
everywhere. You haven't seen them any other time.
You've never seen them before, and all of a sudden you see them everywhere.
That's the worst part too, because like if you're like, you saw someone and then you did something awkward, or maybe you had like a awkward hookup,
you try to avoid.
See them every day.
Every day.
It came when you go out. Suddenly they're everywhere.
No, and then you find out that they're friends with all your friends. That's the worst. And you never heard their name before.
That hasn't happened to me here.
I have.
No.
That was hurtful. That was hurtful.
They both nod in their head.
No, really. Because what? Because now I never heard your name.
Now you gotta be all nice and everything. All the time.
What's going on?
And it's awkward. It's so awkward.
That's unfortunate.
A mess.
She said, couldn't be me. But
well, not that exact. I'm out here. No.
Nah. I mean,
yeah,
really,
I'm not doing the best either. Don't. I'm not going to play like I'm.
Oh, God.
Gangsta. Like, no.
We're all G's in our brain. Let's talk about fall break and why we think we are leaving. Because last time we said we weren't leaving. This week we are saying we're leaving.
I'm most
but
definitely
not
leaving.
Verifiably.
Oh, you changed from. So, see, because earlier today she was like, I might.
And nah, because no.
Most definitely.
I said I might because I couldn't get a ride before. Now all of a sudden, I got a ride. I'm out.
So
who's taking you?
You're leaving.
My mom picked me up Friday right after class. And I'm coming back Wednesday morning.
Okay, so I was thinking about my family is coming up here on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I think my mom said I'm coming back on Tuesday, but I might not want to come back on like late Tuesday or early Tuesday, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't you not have class on Wednesday until like 2:45 anyway?
I know, I told her.
Just come back on Wednesday.
She has work.
I might just stay for Friday night. Just have like one night.
I will be here for Friday.
I might definitely be here.
But then I feel like so many people are going home. People aren't really going to be out like that. There's also midterm week next week. So our party's really going to be live all like that.
Yeah. I mean, nothing is really. Okay, yeah.
I also don't know until you know at this school.
There's nothing that's like pulling me to stay. And that's depressing. Because I was like, why would you go back? We going to get lit. Like
ew,
last break.
I don't like
you but that. Okay, you know what?
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Awkward. But.
Leave me alone. But like, there's nothing that's like, please stay, Natalie.
Mm-mm. So far,
I've also been wanting to leave.
Someone
might be able to
do that. If you give me a valid reason, like, I don't really
I'm
have
really
to
grasping for reasons too, though.
No, really.
Like, if I hear there's like,
oh, you want me to
maybe
stay?
Like
okay.
A certain like vibe going on, like Saturday. Okay, bet. Fine. I'll stay.
Yeah, I'll stay.
But like, I mean, if you insist.
It could really take like the smallest thing.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm acting like it's up to me. It's not up to me at this point.
It's up to my mother.
Yeah. So
when
I
can
get
a
car, yeah, I gotta get in a car.
There's no arguing with that.
After that, after fall break, we have a little skate night that has been postponed. That is on Friday.
Yay! Skate night.
If someone doesn't teach me how to do like cool little strolling stuff,
I want to be roll bounce.
Do you know how to
skate? Have y'all seen
the
movie?
What is roll?
Roll bounce?
No. Roll bounce?
Bro, it's literally just people? Like black people soul music, like skating at the skate rink. I guess, but it's called
Roll Bounce.
They're doing dances and stuff, and they're like all together,
like,
and like
I mean, kind of. There's just like a lot of afros, you know, it's groovy, whatever. But like, it's either way, not the point. I need.
It's Y2K themed.
It is.
Yes, it is.
I forgot about that.
We don't have fits for it.
I need to get my fit.
Right.
How would you add that stress on my life right now? Now I gotta start thinking about fits.
Oh my god,
there's so much. I still have to get my outfit for Rolling Loud.
Halloween's coming up.
There's so much.
I'm like scrapping my whole idea. Now I just want to be someone from Squid Game. But why does a costume cost $50? Please let me know. Like a jumpsuit. Like, come on.
Yeah. We could really
pull up in sweatpants and sweatshirt.
That is the easiest outfit on earth. And be like,
I'm in the Squid Games. Ah.
True. Put on like a black sports bra underneath and just...
That's like the equivalent of like the boxer costumes when people just wear like spandex and like a sports bra and like...
Not did even. Some,
like, but at least this one's better. This one's like...
It's relevant and trendy.
It is.
That is funny, yeah.
And it's like a nice tracksuit. You're never going to wear it again, but like vibes.
You might end up wearing the jacket again.
Oh, yeah.
If there's no number on it.
Yeah, you high key could use that again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Was it 469?
Word.
One.
Oh, oh,
216, 217.
We're not going over their numbers
okay,
right now.
Okay, well, sorry, my obsessiveness kicked in.
No, I don't even know how we got here. We were talking about something. But
talking about Y2K theme. Y2K theme of the skate night.
Oh, okay, so next we are talking about... Oh, okay, it is officially tryout season.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
On the cuffing season.
Oh, my God.
For those who are confused, yes. We like to recap where in the cuffing season it is each week.
For the cuffing season calendar, and we are in tryouts. How's yours rosters? Oh, my God.
That hurt a little bit.
I couldn't even finish the sentence.
Keep going.
There's not even...
Keep going.
No one showed up to my tryouts. Not even like that. They're, like, slowly coming out the car. And, like, I'm like, yeah. Come on, y'all.
Like lace up the shoes. Get on the court.
Like,
ready to take some notes.
Like, what is going on? They're, like, slowly getting ready. Get on the court. Get on the court.
I'm trying to up my roster.
Bro. Mm. I need more high caliber athletes on my team.
I'm dead.
Bro, because this is just...
Yeah, well, we're a decent amount into cuffing season, and we're not making the playoffs.
No, we are not making the playoffs.
It's not a championship team.
We're not going to make it.
We'll get there. We'll get there, y'all.
Maybe.
We'll get there. Hey.
Will we get there?
Confidence, guys.
True.
We're the team morale.
No confidence for this team.
Oh, wow.
I need
it's an underdog story. I'm gonna hold that one in there.
I got the confidence. It's Christian girl autumn.
Christian girl what is autumn. Happening? Oh wow.
Oh, do you guys like fall?
Missing with that one.
Amaya keeps talking about how mad she gets at people who love fall because she was like,
it's not a personality trait. Can you guys just stop?
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay, Natalie.
She said Christian girl autumn, as in you got to be cuffed in a few business weeks. That's because it shortens it. Because you have to have...
I don't
take
like that
your couple
at all.
Pictures with your infinity scarves and your plaid skirt and your turtleneck.
And your knee-high boots.
In the leaves. Oh, my God.
With a pumpkin in your hand.
If I ever catch you guys...
You will never.
I will chuck a pumpkin at your head.
I don't know why it invokes such anger. Actually, no, I do know why. Fall sucks, bro. Like, I gotta suddenly start, like, layering and stuff. I'm getting pale.
But it's a vibe.
I'm
though.
Sick.
Like
my tan
fits,
is going.
Though.
What vibe?
The fits.
I just be wearing hoodies and leggings every single day.
I wear hoodies every day.
There's no fits for
y'all,
me.
Y'all, I be. Bro.
But you have to put effort into
my fits.
Fits
be
in the summer.
You have too many clothes.
Okay.
That's because your fits be looking. I swear to
my fits be fire.
All heavens. People go shopping in Natalie's drawers, and she doesn't even like. It makes no sense. She will have like two outfits, which is minimum a day.
Yes.
One for the library, one for class, one to walk into Fairnon, and one for just in the crib.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, me.
Does that feel necessary to you?
I wake up.
Yeah, because it's like, why am I wearing the same thing? Like, why? I have all these clothes. Like, might as well.
That sounds like a lot of laundry.
And then she sits here talking about how she wants to go on a shopping spree.
Oh my gosh, the way I've been wanting one.
Guys, let me tell you. Natalie has the double door wardrobe with the three drawers underneath.
She has two.
Oh, two.
Because I got my pajamas and my shoes.
My bad.
My extra
two
shoes.
Two drawers
that are on
underneath.
The rack.
Her extra shoes. Then she has, you know, the drawers that everybody has underneath their bed. Whatever, whatever. I'm pretty sure there's stuff hidden somewhere. I know that.
There's not.
Yep. Yes, there is. I refuse to believe it.
It is not a secret either place way. Where they're coming from. It's all piled together. So then when I have to take a shirt out, it's like I have to like scoop all of it onto the floor.
Because you have too much. You have
and
too
I much. And I can't fold it. Either
way, I have a half wardrobe with those two drawers and the big three. And I don't even fill them up.
Yeah, but you also don't have that much in comparison. Like, I feel like in comparison to Natalie, yeah. I feel like in comparison to like a normal person, though, I feel like you generally don't.
I don't care enough.
Not that you don't care enough. I really don't. I feel like you just dress comfortably. But comfortably. Natalie, she prioritizes not comfort over the other.
She will have a turtleneck under her shirt, like with the long sleeves.
It has to be a vibe every single time.
I agree that I do care about fashion, but like
okay, but fall makes it hard though. I'm so sorry I had to change, but yeah, most times when I go to class it's like damn,
I will show up looking like a hoodlum.
Well, all my classes are in the morning. I'm not getting fitted up in the morning. I'm too tired. 7 in the morning.
That's not true. Every time I see you at 9:50 after our class, you're wearing a nice outfit.
What? I'm usually
a crop top to me is a nice outfit.
Have I worn a crop top?
Yes, you have.
Oh. Well, only if I pick That's out the outfit. That's literally the last time. If I pick out the outfit the night before, then yeah. But like most days, if I didn't pick it out before.
1 minute left. Before.
Anyways. Oh, word.
Like, yeah, that was a tangent. Sorry about that one.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out. We have so many people listening right now. I can't even say all of your names.
Yeah, every single one of you asked for a shout out.
Remember. And we can't. But Loft Gang, we love you.
Word.
Everyone, Laurent's friends, thank you. My friends, thank you.
I ain't telling anyone about this. Sorry All about right. that one.
Thank you so
word.
Much.
We'll catch y'all next
Love week. You. Bye.